Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 705 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us, and we appreciate you taking the time right after Christmas time, joining us on Hanukkah and the happy holidays that we hope you have had and will have. We're rolling into 2023. We are on the air this morning. A lot of folks are taking off. There's a lot of replacement folks on the air, but we're staying with you. Al and I are here, and Joe Sebilia, our producer, taking a well-deserved time off. This kid works so hard all year long. So, and Alex Garrett is in for Joe, and Debbie's over at Channel 7. So it's a little different. And Kristen North is on the roads. However, we are here and we're staying here all week long because we love you and you are part of this family, and we cherish and respect and appreciate that more than we could tell you, especially this time of year, you know. And so let us continue onward and forward, as my father used to say. 706, Rebecca Grant is kind enough to join us as well on this holiday week. Rebecca, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. And you're out there working. I see you on TV all the time, so you're fired up, and we appreciate you taking the time with us.
Oh, glad to talk to you, because there's so much going on in the world between North Korea and Russia. Oh, my goodness, so much happening.
Exactly. Can we start with Russia? Russia's Christmas attack on Ukraine. Russia was saying, well, it was because they were shooting down drones. Where are we in that ongoing conflict in Ukraine and Russia, Dr. Grant?
Despicable Christmas attack, but no surprise, because Putin's strategy over the last couple months has been to do these energy grid attacks on Ukraine, also hitting a lot of civilian targets, because the front in the east and the south is pretty much stalled and Russia's on the defense. So I hated to see those Christmas attacks. The good news was that Ukraine struck back. They used a drone to attack a Russian bomber base. And get this, the bomber base was 400 miles up inside Russia. So it was quite a shock. Again, they've attacked this base before. And that's the bomber base that is used to launch some of the attacks back against Ukraine. So good for Ukraine getting that drone attack on one of Russia's military bases.
And will this be an impetus to sit down? I keep hearing rumors now Putin may want to sit down and have talks. And Zelensky mentioned that as well. Will that be a reality, do you think, Doctor?
Not in the short term. Putin has said he will talk, but he's said that for months. And as you know, there's a lot of Russian propaganda that surrounds everything he says. I do think that Russia does not have a strategy to win in Ukraine. And like everybody, I'd like to see peace talks too, but I don't think that the military situation is there right now. Putin's going to have to come to the realization that he has nothing more to gain, and it looks to me with these continued missile attacks that he is still wanting to punish and burn and destroy in Ukraine, and that he won't be talking anytime soon.
So how bad will it get? How far will Putin be pushed? Because we all know he's like a maniac, and you know him best. You know his playbook, and he keeps mentioning nuclear weapons. Can you push this guy too far where it really gets out of hand, or does he get to a point where he goes, look, I got to settle down. I'm not making any headway. He's not that logical, is he? Putin, I mean.
Well, above all else, Putin wants to stay in power, and China, his big backer in this war, has said, hey, cool it with the nuclear threats. So he will do whatever it takes to stay in power. You know, I think he will possibly, if he thinks he's going to lose something really important in Ukraine, like the Crimea, that could push him to peace talks. But right now he's still trying to fight at certain points in the east, but the momentum is all with Ukraine. And Putin has to keep in mind that he's got to keep his own public support enough for him to stay in power. That's really his number one goal, is to stay in power himself. And then, of course, to inflict as much damage on Ukraine as he can, even as his forces have had to retreat so many times.
And Dr. Grant, walk us through this, if you'd be so kind. Is people were at, they're angry at Zelensky, they're angry at our involvement in Ukraine, and I understand the money that is being sent there that should be used for horrible problems that are happening. For example, for our homeless in America, we seem to just neglect that, or at our southern border. But I applauded Zelensky. This guy came out of nowhere and really is, you know, he's sticking up for his people. And in Ukraine, how do you avoid the horror that the refugees are going through, the children are going through in Ukraine, and this vicious attack from Russia, unprovoked attack, I think. Why is there such disdain? Because of Ukraine's corruption, perhaps?
There's a lot of anger at Biden's foreign policy, and I get it. I'm mad about the southern border and a whole list of other things, too. But in the case of Ukraine, you know, this is a group, it's not just the U.S., but there are 48 countries supporting them. And the European countries have not given as much as we have, but they've given quite a lot. And we want to see Russia beaten in Ukraine. It's hugely important for us.
Yeah.
China
yeah.
is watching this. You know, we have to see this happen. So I understand. But, you know, we're looking really at about $30 billion in direct military aid. A lot of the rest of it has been, including humanitarian support. There has been $10 billion given by the U.S. and more from other countries directly for humanitarian support to those refugees in Poland, and, of course, other places. So, you know, we have to do both. We have to support the military and the civilians of Ukraine. They are close to pulling off a win early next year, and we need to keep that support going to them right now.
And for China to show up now and flying, doing these flyovers toward Taiwan, what is going on in that regard? And is that something that we have to worry about? Because we're going to be at war with, we have this, they call it a proxy war with Russia, but really we're putting troops in there. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Grant, but we're putting troops in there for the Patriot missile systems, but then we're going to be able to watch what China's doing. I mean, how much of a danger is that, that will materialize a war now with China?
China, yes. And briefly on the Patriots, the plan is to train the Ukrainians to operate it. That's actually taking place now in Germany. China flew 71 warplanes into Taiwan's air defense zone the other day. They've been flying packages, but 71 planes, that's, I believe, their biggest package so far. They are trying to keep the pressure on Taiwan to try to prove that they can shut the access to Taiwan down anytime. You know, that's a message back to Biden. Don't send arms sales to Taiwan, which, of course, we're doing. Congress is doing that, and we've got to keep that up as well. So we are deterring and sending materiel on more than one front at this point. You know, it's still a Cold War. We got to keep it that way. And the way we do that is to continue to send arms to Taiwan for self-defense and, of course, to support Ukraine. Got to do both things at once.
Yeah, and Dr. Rebecca Grant, national security analyst based in D.C., founder of IRIS, independent research. So if I may, before we let you go, Dr. Grant, we do appreciate your time on this Christmas week, you know, and what's going on with this B-21 bomber that they unveiled by the U.S. Air Force. You know, we so support the military. I mean, how essential is this for us to utilize this B-21 in our Air Force? It'll help us against North Korea, help us against China, certainly.
B-21 stealth bomber just rolled out, first new bomber in 30 years. I saw it. I was there at the plant when it rolled out a few weeks ago.
Wow.
It is so sleek, gray, very stealthy, and we need this now more than ever. It will, after flight test, step into the nuclear deterrence triad, and with China and Russia building up their nuclear weapons, North Korea, Iran, who knows, we need the B-21 to be part of our nuclear deterrent force, helping us keep the peace as our Air Force bombers have for decades. It's going to be a really valuable new addition to our arsenal when it completes its flight test.
That must look, because, you know, I keep thinking about my father in the United States Army Air Corps, rest his soul, you know, and he was, they had those B-17s, those B-24s, you know, and all those big bombers that took out the Third Reich, but now we've advanced to this B-21, so that's certainly good to hear, especially under this administration. Dr. Grant, thank you for taking the time. It's Christmas week. You're taking time with us, and please come back soon when you can.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Dr. Rebecca Grant right there, national security analyst, and knows what she's talking about. I keep thinking about my dad like that, man, in the war, like that with those B-24s. They seem so antiquated now, right? But, man, that was the state of the art back then. And they rolled those out. Now you got a beautiful B-21 bomber coming out, which I think we need, which we really need, because what this unsettling feel, and KT McFarland is going to join us. And when we talk to KT in an hour, less than an hour on this show, I want to ask about why I don't understand it. I don't want to criticize the guy, but the president, he's going to St. Croix for a vacation, you know, and I don't understand. Is that a United States territory, I guess, guys,
yes.
Right? I
should ask that. It is. St. Thomas and St. Croix are both.
Wait, this guy takes a vacation every weekend. He's going to St. Croix in the middle of this.
Oh, yeah. They have good chocolate ice cream down there.
He's going to go and get the ice cream sundae. Unbelievable, man. Yeah. Hey, and then not to forget, we've been talking about Christmas, and I appreciate your kind words. I appreciate it very, very much, and going back and forth. And we had such a great Christmas, you know, at the Piscopo household. Not to lose sight of, though, the flights, people still stranded. Al, they're stranded all over America.
Yeah, all over America, and it's a double-edged sword here because you have all this rain now in California, in San Francisco, and Los Angeles, rain that they desperately need, but that is affecting flights, obviously, coming out of that area and up into Seattle. You've got the Buffalo Airport is still shut down. It's going to be shut down until at least late tomorrow morning. So you've got flights all over the place that are being canceled left and right, and Southwest... the bulk of the flights that are being canceled are from Southwest. The government is going to perform an investigation here as to whether or not Southwest followed the proper protocols, if they're saying that what has happened to them was more catastrophic than other airlines. But it is a bad situation. I mean, this weather is just terrible, and what's happened in Buffalo is just awful. I mean, almost 50 inches of snow is just...
Yeah, and Kieran Lawler is going to join us, and he knows upstate, and we'll see what's going on. If you're upstate, listening us online, we feel for you. But all the power went out. All the power went out, and there was just the strength of the storm.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, they had nor'easter-like conditions in Buffalo. They had all this lake effect snow, and it just kept going and going. And it's still snowing there. I mean, they're still getting significant snowfall that can be measured. I mean, it's horrible. I was looking at one news website, a guy who works as a meteorologist in Buffalo. He lives two blocks from the television station. It took him 20 minutes to walk two blocks.
Yeah,
it should take him a minute and a half, I mean, at best. So it is very bad. People trapped in cars. It's just an awful situation.
Well, my hearts go out to him. We appreciate it. And by the way,
the president's going on vacation. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I can find out what's going on in St. Croix. I mean,
I swear to goodness, great. I don't want to say anything, but really? I mean, the guy, really?
He's on vacation. You got a congressman who got elected in Long Island who's lied about everything, I love this. He lied about every single thing on his resume, and he goes, but I'm still going to be a good congressman. I guess so. So I'm going to run for office. I'm going to lie about every single thing. I graduated from this university. I've done this. I've done that. Why not? You get elected. Listen, you know who I blame on that? I blame the party itself for not doing their due diligence on this guy and making sure his bona fides were actually legit. I blame the press for not really staying on top of the story and waiting until afterwards.
Blame me for not.
No. No,
Al wanted to talk about this story today when I said, off the air, I said, Al, it's a non-issue. It's not, who is
but
this
here's
guy?
The
it's the biggest story now in New York.
He took over Tom Suozzi's seat, but here's the other issue. There is no mechanism in Congress to remove this guy, right? So he's elected, doesn't
good
matter.
Point.
He goes in for two years, and then it has to wait to either be, you know, voted out or whatever. There is no mechanism in Congress to say, look, you know, you lied on it. It wasn't like he lied on one thing. He lied on everything. Everything. Yeah. Where he went to school, where he worked, claimed he was Jewish when he wasn't, and then he claims last night, he goes, I was Jew-ish. What is that? You either are or you aren't. There's no one or the other. Ridiculous. Guy's a fraud.
I'm kind of Jewish.
No, but the way he said it, I said Jew-ish. What does that mean?
Well, like Catholic-ish, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
I see.
Kind of.
Right. Yeah. I guess so. I don't know.
John Solomon's going to join us. You can't make this stuff up. Just the news. We are on the radio. Proud to be with you as we approach 2023. Bring it on, baby. We need it now more than ever. It's about 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and Kristen North is out on the roads for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. It's 30 degrees and cloudy skies. Here's what's going on. It's bumper to bumper in Queens on the Van Wyck Expressway southbound between Queens Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue. The Van Wyck is slow northbound between Linden Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue, traveling through Queens. Also in Queens, it's the LIE westbound. It's stop and go between Junction Boulevard and Woodhaven Boulevard. In Queens, it's bumper to bumper on the BQE westbound between the LIE and the area of Meeker Morgan Avenues. Jammed up in Brooklyn on the BQE eastbound between Hamilton Avenue and Cannon Plaza. The Harlem River Drive is packed up southbound between 2nd Avenue in the FDR Drive. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today. Checking our scene across the Hudson River, the Tappan Zee Bridge shore to shore is moving pretty well. Westchester County bound is actually a decent ride. Inbound, both decks of the George Washington Bridge are heavy but moving across both spans. Outbound, you're doing well across both decks. Into the city at the Lincoln Tunnel, it's minor delays. Into the city at the Holland Tunnel, it's about a 5-minute delay from the turnpike. Outbound, it's under 5 minutes. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by NHTSA. Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? And if you drive while you're high, law enforcement can definitely tell. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Asian markets closed mostly higher, and European ones are in the green along with Wall Street futures after China said it would lift COVID quarantine requirements on international arrivals next month. From January 8th, incoming travelers will be required to show only a negative PCR test within 48 hours before departure. Limitations on the number of incoming flights will also be eased. Southwest Airlines shares are down more than 3% in the pre-market after thousands of customers were stranded when a widespread winter storm forced the carrier to cancel more than two-thirds of its flights Monday. It's still continuing to slash its schedule for today and tomorrow. And the Wall Street Journal now reporting there's an oversupply of chips as consumers facing recession fears by fewer electronics. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
America's kids are at risk. Parents can't control their education. And states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender. Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the dangers to our kids with the woke agenda. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his series, Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked. This holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code SALEM. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Good morning on this December 27th, on this Tuesday. Telling you about Relief Factor. You need to take, I think, Relief Factor if you're not getting around. And if it was tough getting, you know, through a Christmas, Hanukkah, you got to get through. We got New Year's. You want to just go without pain. And that's why I take Relief Factor. I did absolutely everything this holiday season. I told you my business partner, Stacy, came out and did the wrapping, you know, And which, oh my gosh, the rapping thing, enough. And so she helped. I so appreciated that. However, I did a good portion of it myself. And yes, we did the tree. And yes, we put the presents and took care of everything. You had to be constantly moving. And I did it pain-free. I did it pain-free going up and down the stairs, walking in and out, driving, getting in the car, out. Little things that you take for granted, but you got that little ache and pain, right? I think you can eliminate that ache, that pain, shoulder, hip, back, neck, knee, all of that can go away, I believe, if you try Relief Factor. And we always say it in a pragmatic, objective way. If you try Relief Factor, I'm not going to make a clinical claim. I said, it works for me. It works for so many of others, like tens of thousands of other people. But you want to become pain-free. You want to see if you could become pain-free with Relief Factor. Get the 3-week quick start because it's only $19.95. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Or again, please, relieffactor.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 725. John Solomon is the man. I must say, with all the news outlets that are out there, I tell you this every day when John is kind enough to join us, and I always tell you, I look at one, and it's this, it's network, it's this, and you can't find an objective story. So I always invite you to go to justthenews.com and listen to the great John Solomon, who deals honestly and objectively, and that is an anomaly in these days. John, welcome. Merry Christmas, my friend. Great to have you with us. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Good to be with you.
And thanks for joining us. Work week. John Solomon doesn't take off. We're here, right? Working through the week. There's so much going on.
That's right.
You know, and I'm watching over, you know, I'm trying to stay with do the Christmas thing and get it all done. And I'm watching, and I'm peeking, if you will, at just the news of what was going on. Let me start here, if I may, because people think, oh, everything that was a conspiracy, quote unquote, John, is now what we call the truth. You know, everything.
Isn't that
everything
true?
Yeah, this is so true, man. You've been talking about it from day one. Let me go to this with Carrie Lake's election in Arizona, if I may. You know, I mean, that as soon as the election started, you said they had voting problems. It's a red flag. Why can't we question that? And we can go to 2020. You go to 2016. You go to 1960. You go to Gore v. Bush. You know, you can go through all of it. There's always going to be shenanigans. But now Carrie Lake, she took it to court. She was the one that ran against Katie Hobbs in Arizona for governor. And now she lost, and the court shot down what I guess she lost her fight in court, correct? And is that it? Katie Hobbs is now what's going to go on in that regard, John, if I may?
Well, first, let's say the judge acknowledged that there were serious problems. What he said is that under the law, they hadn't made a case to overturn the election. So the judge acknowledges at the beginning of his ruling that the very thing that Carrie Lake sought to expose existed, that there were significant problems in Maricopa County. And voters, I think he said voters had every right to be upset about what happened that day, but I don't have enough under the law to overturn the election. That's how the ruling comes out. So a very important acknowledgement that what we saw with our eyes was true, even though Democrats and the media said, oh, don't trust those reports. Now, there's nothing wrong. It was a perfect election day. What's going to be interesting about Carrie Lake, and you mentioned, hey, we can't question things. There's an effort now to force Carrie Lake and her lawyers to pay a penalty for bringing that lawsuit, even though the judge acknowledged that they highlighted real serious problems. So even if you try to question something and you get into the court, there's this effort by liberals now to force you to pay the legal bills and a fine for bringing a case to court. This is a new form of lawfare. And so she may end up with a very big tab for highlighting what turned out to be really, very real election problems.
Yeah, but it's happening, and we all saw it unfold in real time. We watched Maricopa County, what was happening out there. And people, oh, it doesn't affect us, but it really does. And it's scary that it keeps going on in plain sight that this is going on. How do the Republicans fight against this, John? What could they do? Because all they talk about, let's go to a rally, let's go together, we're going to show up for vote, and it never works. What can the Republicans do to beat the Democrats at their own game?
Yeah, let's keep in mind that at the moment this election occurred in Arizona, Republicans were in charge of the governorship, the legislature, and the county.
Wow.
So the Republicans are in charge, and yet even there, they can't get their own election system right. And this has been going on for 10 years, as we reported on Just the News. There's been 10 years of chronic problems. Republicans have to do two things. They have to do what Georgia and Florida and Texas have shown us can be done. Pass good laws that our common sense, make it easy to vote, hard to cheat. And then in any state where there is early election balloting, either early mail-in or early in-person voting, you need to go and make sure that you you maximize your efforts, because people who vote on Election Day are known as high-propensity voters. People who vote before Election Days are known as low-propensity voters. Democrats have created a machinery to get their low-propensity voters out, and Republicans have not yet been able to do that. And they have relied on Election Day. We have had three straight elections where that strategy hasn't worked, and I think Republicans have to play by the lawful rules that are there. Ronald Reagan said, I'm a principled guy, but I won't unilaterally disarm. I think Republicans have to go back to creating a machine that gets not only early election votes, but also the big day of election vote. That's how they're going to win elections going forward.
Yeah, John Solomon, also, I speak to you as an independent, just as an observer of both parties, former lifelong Democrat, as we always talk about. But and I said when the midterms were coming up, John, I said, watch what you got to be careful. You got to go out. You got to be careful. Are there eyes on eyes was the expression that I used. Glenn Youngkin, Governor Youngkin did as he ran in Virginia. Oh, yeah, we got this. We got eyes on eyes. Now the Republicans, of course, they did okay. They took the House. You got to give them credit for that. But I fear now that they're in the House, again, nothing's going to happen. I'm afraid the Republicans are there's more infighting now with what's going on with McCarthy than any time before, correct?
That's right. Yeah. And listen, I don't think voters are going to want to hear the excuse that we didn't get anything done. Republicans have to disrupt the status quo. That's what they were elected to the House to do. And right now, they've spent most of the time from Election Day to now talking about their internal leadership fight and not enough about what they're going to do. Now, the one exception to that is you see James Comer and Jim Jordan. They are going to do oversight, and they're out there every day talking about that oversight. That's a good thing. But there's also legislative priorities. And the very first thing that Republicans could have done, which would have been to block this $1.7 trillion bill, Mitch McConnell pulled the rug out from his House Republican colleagues and allowed this bill to go through, chock full of the very liberal agenda items that Americans just said in the election they didn't like. So a first opportunity to show that they were going to disrupt the status quo, they accepted the Democratic status quo. And I don't think that's what American voters want in 2023.
And what's the initiative of McConnell to do what he did? A lot of Republicans feel it was inexcusable. He just wasn't part of the team. And what was his impetus? Do we know?
Well, listen, if you look back at Mitch McConnell, and I did this as a story a couple of days ago to remind people, because Mitch McConnell portrays himself as a fiscal conservative. He has his whole life. But since he became a Senate leader in 2003, he was elected whip, Senate whip in 2003. On that date that he was elected whip, the national debt stood at $6.7 trillion. 20 years later, that national debt is roaring towards $32 trillion. What does that mean? On Mitch McConnell's leadership watch, 80% of America's national debt, going all the way back to the founding of our country, has occurred on his watch. He is a big spender. He has allowed all of these massive debts and massive deficit spending and raising of the debt ceiling. The truth of the matter is he's not been somebody adherent to the very values he says he stands for, which is cutting government. It has grown nearly consistently his entire time under George Bush, under Barack Obama, under Joe Biden, and under Donald Trump. That is a legacy that Republicans have to come to grips with. If you say you're for cutting government, then you should have a leader and a record that achieves that.
In the meantime, the Biden administration gave federal employees a 4.6 pay raise. Oh, how could you get that? That's real, right? I mean, I could trust you, John. A 4.6% pay raise to federal employees from the Biden administration as Joe goes to St. Croix. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, John, really.
You can't. And in New York, the state legislators are about to get a massive 30% raise for part-time work, yes, in the state of New York. That's going to take effect in January if Kathy Hochul signs the budget bill. So there is a lot of rewarding of bureaucracy and politics for a game that most people don't feel is very good. There's a fascinating poll I just want to mention quickly, Joe, because I think it's so important. Just before Christmas, the White House press secretary stood up and said, anyone who believes or talks about the border being open is engaging in misinformation. Well, there's a great poll that Scott Rasmussen just put out. It's an eye-opener. First off, 3/4 of Americans think illegal immigration is bad for the country. So that's a very important thing. That includes Democrats and Republicans and independents. But a vast supermajority of Americans believe that the border is insecure and open. The White House is spitting in the eye of Americans when they falsely try to claim the border is not insecure. A fascinating poll, and it goes to the problem that we have in America. Our government often isn't telling us the truth right now.
Yeah, so John, I got to let you go. You're so gracious with your time, but I see this this Twitter censoring accurate COVID information. We knew, everybody knew it.
At
the 2020 election, we knew. You at Just the News prevailed. You would get criticized and vilified, John Solomon.
We even bumped on Twitter a couple times. Yeah.
Look at that. And you, but yet you stuck to your guns and you spoke the truth. Now it's all coming out. Is anything happening? I don't know that there's any legal ramifications that you could throw against Twitter, because it's your choice. I didn't read Twitter. I trusted John Solomon and Just the News is when I wanted to see what the truth was through the whole COVID situation. But you were right all along. What happens to Twitter for the suppression that they did in politics and in medicine?
So there are some lawyers looking at the possibility that Twitter wasn't acting as a private company. It was acting as an agent of the United States government. That will open up some potential litigation if a court agrees that that is a scenario. And secondly, you're going to see Jim Jordan and James Comer and all these House Oversight Committee chairmen have lots of hearings with the goal of preparing legislation that tells the government you can't flag content on social media from Americans any longer. You can't try to pressure social media companies to censor. I think you're going to see that movement as soon as January 3rd comes along and the House switches to Republicans.
You're a pioneer, John. We love you, man. The truth will prevail. Thank you so much, John Solomon. Happy holidays. All the best for 2023, my friend. Thank you for always joining us.
My pleasure. Happy New Year.
To you, too. John Solomon's the man right there, award-winning investigative journalist. It's from Just the News. You can check out Just the News, Not Noise on Real America's Voice Network. I got to tell you, we talked about it. John's talked about it. You got it. You knew it. When we talked, you would call in. We all feel the same way. What did I say every morning when I opened the radio show? It's not you, and it's not you. It ain't you. It's the what they try to suppress. They try to lead us down the path. The truth is going to prevail, and I'm telling you, and it's biting them now. And you know what? The best is yet to come. I honestly believe that. All the honesty that will come out. Thanks to John Solomon. By the way, a shout out to Elon Musk for what he did. What do you like him or not? Whatever Elon Musk's end game is, which is probably something regarding his businesses, but you gotta appreciate it. It's all coming out, and you know what? You and I, we were right all along. 7:36 with Joe on the radio. Kieran Lawler, we're going to go upstate, see what's going on in Buffalo with this horrific, deadly snowstorm. And you always at 877-970-2999. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
26 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Embattled New York Congressman-elect George Santos speaking out following allegations that he lied on his campaign resume. Santos admitted to the New York Post that he lied about his education, work experience, family history, and says he is gay after being married to a woman for almost 5 years. He confessed he never worked directly for Goldman Sachs or Citigroup and admitted he never graduated from college despite saying he graduated from Baruch in 2010. 34-year-old Santos said he is not a criminal, and the controversy will not deter him from having good legislative success. Freezing temperatures in Edgewater, New Jersey, proving difficult for some drivers since their cars have been trapped in ice since Friday. Floodwaters turned to ice, trapping several cars throughout the city over the weekend. Car owners are worried about potential damage and the assistance available to get their cars out of the frozen floodwaters. There's no telling how long the cars will be stuck, since temperatures are going to remain below 30 degrees for at least the next couple of days. In sports, the Nets' winning streak is up to 9 after a 125-117 victory over the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving each scoring a team-high 32 in the win. Brooklyn has improved to 22-12 on the season. They are second in the Atlantic Division. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Kristen North's got the answer.
Good morning. It's 30 degrees and cloudy skies. Big delays in Queens on the Van Wyck Expressway southbound between Queens Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue. It's bumper to bumper in Queens on the Van Wyck northbound between Linden Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue. And it's slow on the LIE westbound between Junction Boulevard and Woodhaven Boulevard. In Queens, it's a busy ride on the BQE westbound between the LIE and Meeker Morgan Avenues. And we're jammed up in Brooklyn on the BQE eastbound between Hamilton Avenue and Cabin Plaza. Harlem River River Drive is jammed up solid southbound between 2nd Avenue and the FDR Drive. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today. Traveling across the Hudson River, so far so good. Shore to shore at the Tappan Zee Bridge, only minor delays Westchester County bound as you're heading into Westchester. Both decks of the George Washington Bridge inbound are doing pretty well. Leaving the city coming into New Jersey, you're good to go across both decks of the George Washington Bridge. Into and out of the city at the Lincoln Tunnel, it's under 5 minutes. Into the city at the Holland Tunnel, that's going to be about a 5 minute delay from the Turnpike. Outbound, it's under 5. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Kristen. Joe on the radio telling you about U.S. Coin Spot. Protect your future in these uncertain times with gold and silver. Since 1975, U.S. Coin Spot is the spot for the best deals when buying and selling coin and gold and silver coins, numismatic coins, coin collections, American or foreign, old and new, from half cent to any denomination. U.S. Coin Spot, it's the spot to sell anything gold or silver, old or new, at the best prices. Buy 1 ounce pure silver American Eagle for $739 per roll of 20. Buy a set of 5 silver wing cap Liberty dimes minted between 1916 and 1945. One dime guaranteed over 100 years old. It's only $29.75. Limit 5 sets per order, please. Call now and receive a bonus silver walking Liberty half dollar minted between 1916 and 1947 with each set inspired by designs of Adolf Weinmann. First 50 callers get a scarce Liberty V nickel. 888-5-COIN-SPOT, 888-526-4677 for this great offer. Coin conditions may vary.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Dennis Prager here, inviting you to join me for a very memorable travel opportunity. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel next October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we tour Israel and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
Thank you, Dennis Prager. 741, Joe on the radio. I got to tell you about Tunnels to Towers. We're going to go to Kieran Lawler in a second. But I love to tell you about Tunnels to Towers' promise to do good and to never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes they have made for us. With their annual Season of Hope, that's between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation is delivering mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responders, and their families, and Gold Star families. One hero receiving a new home during this year's Season of Hope is U.S. Army veteran Maggie Bilyeu. Maggie, 26 years old. She was 26, deployed to Afghanistan, right? That was in 2015. A few months later, she was struck by a homicide bomber, causing permanent life-changing injuries. Well, Tunnel to Towers is delivering a fully adapted, mortgage-free smart home to Maggie and her family in time for the holidays, right now. Smart homes like Maggie's ease the financial burdens America's veterans face and make the day-to-day movements of their lives easier. Help America's heroes and their families this holiday season and all year round. All we ask is $11 a month. That's all we ask, $11 a month at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Well, New York's in the news a lot because of the storm that hit Buffalo. My goodness gracious. So Kieran Lawler, assemblyman, is in Hudson Valley, and we wanted to check in with him. Kieran, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my friend. Thanks for taking the time with us this morning, sir.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Hey, so Hudson Valley, how'd that fare in the storm? You got hit pretty hard as well?
No, we didn't have much of a problem. We had very cold weather. When I woke up on Christmas morning, it was 5 degrees, but it was there was no precipitation or anything. So other than, you know, dealing with the cold when you had to go outside, it was not too bad. Not too bad at all.
For so us, tell us
unbelievable about what's happening up in Buffalo.
Yeah, tell us, what are you hearing on the inside? Because I know you have better connections, certainly, than a lot of us in hearing from the folks up there. What a terrible, terrible a condition they got to go through. And deaths, we have like near 30 deaths now, Kieran. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it's terrible. You don't usually hear about fatalities in those high numbers from a snowstorm. And the Buffalo area and that part of the state is an area that's used to big, big snowfalls. But this apparently is the most devastating storm in recent memory and possibly in history. So everybody's hearts go out to the people in the northern part of our state and the western part of our state.
And they're getting it under control now, we're hearing, yes?
I believe so, but there have been people taking advantage of the situation because the police can't react and quickly, and they're dealing with, you know, taking people out of their cars and taking people out of their homes to save them. And looters have been ransacking some of the big box stores in the Buffalo area, which is really just terrible. It's Christmas. It's a natural disaster. People are losing their lives. So to think that some people would try to take advantage of that and steal merchandise is just very disappointing.
Yeah, and a shout out to the first responders in Buffalo. I saw them out there in the middle of this horrific storm and going and literally saving lives to the police and the firefighters and all the first responders. Hey, Kieran, you know, you are leaving office. This is like your last term. What are you most proud of? And what are you most proud of, number one? Number two, where are you going, man? Are we going to see you running for something else, dare I ask?
You know, I'm most proud of, that's a good question. Nobody's asked me that. I'm most proud of, I never became a part of Albany. You know, I live 95 miles from Albany, so I never in 10 years stayed up there overnight. I never went to the fundraisers there. I never became part of the Albany swamp. I did my own things. I voted against every single Cuomo and Hochul budget. I stuck to my pledge 10 years ago that I would term limit myself. That's why I'm leaving office. You know, I probably could have won this seat for the next 30 or 40 years, but I believe deeply in the citizen legislator versus the career politician. I think our state and our country would be better served if we had citizen legislators rather than people who, you know, every decision they make, every vote they cast is done so through the prism of how does this help my fundraising? How does this impact my next election? Rather than what's best for the people I represent, what's best for the people of this state.
Well said, and I think you're right on the money in that regard. So where do you go? You go into some? Where do you go? I don't. Where do you go? Do you go to a law firm? I mean, what are you going to be doing?
So I have been practicing law all along, and I 5 years ago started my own law firm. So I've been growing my practice, and now that I'll be out of office on January 1st or December 31st, in just a couple days, I will expand my law firm a little more. And you know, I'm not running for anything else. I think that is part of the career politician mentality is, okay, I'm in this office. This is a stepping stone.
Yep.
So I'm an assemblyman. Now I'm going to be a senator. Now I'm going to be a congressman. Yep. And you're holding one job and running for another. That's something I never did, and I'm proud that I never did that. I was asked to run for state senate, attorney general, a number of United States Congress, and I never did that because I wanted to do the job I was elected to do. It was a two-year term. So every November on an even year, I said, I'm going to run and work for you and do these things. I'm not going to look for another job after you just hired me to do this job.
Yeah, you know what, Kieran? It's so true because when the country started, our forefathers, they would leave the farms to go down and vote in Washington or go to the state capitol. But then they would come back and their fellow citizens would watch their farm, and it was temporary. I mean, it's an industry now. I always say that politics is an industry, whether it's New York State, whether it's Trenton, whether it's in Washington, D.C. People just go pay to play, pension and welfare. That's all they care about. By the way, this your assembly colleagues voted to take a raise at the end of the year. I mean, they called a special session for that. Assemblymen, they called a special session to give themselves a raise.
Yes, a special session 2 days before Christmas, a couple of weeks after they faced the electorate, which I think is the key. So you could debate two issues. Is $142,000 too much for a part-time state lawmaker? I think it is. Definitely is. And that is a bad vote to vote just the dollars, a 30% increase. You know, you were talking about first responders out in a blizzard pulling people out of cars and saving their lives and risking their lives.
Yep.
Many of them, especially the rank and file who are out there on the street, don't make $142,000 to work, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, putting their lives on the line. You have part-time lawmakers in this state that are going to make $142,000 to go to Albany 65 times a year and, you know, respond to constituent concerns in their office, which is mainly done by the staff, not the actual assembly member. Staff's not getting a raise. In many cases, lawmakers are going to make triple what their individual staff members make who work 40 hours a week. I think it's terrible. But the worst part is the way they did it. They did it at a time when there's so many problems facing New York, and we had a one-bill agenda. It wasn't like we had a full day of voting on legislation before the end of the year to solve some problems. We voted on one bill. Are we going to give ourselves a 30% raise at Christmas, making us the highest-paid lawmakers in the country? And they did, overwhelmingly. I don't know Republicans voted for it, but some Democrats voted against it, but it was a huge margin in both the Senate and the Assembly, and Governor Hochul said even beforehand she would sign it. She could have vetoed it.
Yeah.
She signed it, so she's part of it. She's part of that problem. And it just shows how out of touch our so-called representatives are with the rank and file New Yorker, because they knew that this was out of step and would be unpopular. Otherwise, they would have done it prior to the election. And for all the problems in Washington, D.C., there is an amendment to the Constitution. The 27th Amendment says you cannot give yourselves in Congress in Washington, D.C., a pay raise that takes effect until after you face the electorate. So even at the federal level, where they do a lot of things wrong, they can't give themselves a pay raise that takes effect until after they face the electorate. We gave ourselves a pay raise on December 23rd that takes effect on January 1st.
Well, Assemblyman, listen, thanks for your service, man. Thanks for your service, you know, in the military. Thanks for your service in the Assembly in the great state of New York. We appreciate it. Kieran, keep us posted, though, what you're doing, and we love your take on things, Kieran. And God bless, Godspeed, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Kieran Lawler right there. Speaking the truth. Unbelievable. How do you do it? And you know what's wild? They got the raise. It's not like shouldn't we have a chance to, like, comment on that? They got the raise. And with the bail reform laws, and an absolute mess, they're letting criminals out on the street. New York wrote the book on that. And they gave themselves a raise.
And they don't care, because they don't have to be worried about voting in again another couple of years. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, it's unbelievable. 751, Joe on the radio, Alice here. And Kristen North is on. You know, Debbie's doing a great job on Channel 7 with my buddy. She was with Kenny Rosato early this morning. She's doing the news and the weather at WABC Television. However, Kristen is doing a great job for us right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. It's 30 degrees and cloudy skies. Troubles in Roslyn Heights on Long Island. It's ELIE westbound at Searingtown Road. There's a crash with one lane block. Big delays getting through the area. We are jammed up in Queens on the Van Wyck Expressway northbound between Linden Boulevard and Atlantic Avenue. Big delays in Queens on the Van Wyck southbound at Hillside Avenue. There's an accident with delays back to the Jackie Robinson Parkway. It's going to be a slow ride for you in Queens on the BQE westbound between the LIE and Meeker Morgan Avenues. And we're jammed up on the BQE in Brooklyn eastbound between Hamilton Avenue and Cadman Plaza. Big delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound between 2nd Avenue and the FDR Drive. Alternate side parking rules are in effect today. Checking our scene across the Hudson River. So far, so good. Shore to shore at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound, both decks of the George Washington Bridge moving pretty well across both decks. Outbound, you're moving pretty well across both decks as well. Into and out of the city, minor delays at the Lincoln Tunnel. At the Holland Tunnel, it's less than 5 inbound from the Turnpike and less than 5 from Route 109. Outbound, you're under 5. Now you know where not to go. I'm Kristen North with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Brandon Tatum wants to talk to Black America.
It doesn't make sense to me why Black people are so biased in the way they vote. It makes no sense. It's not like Democrats are coming out and actually doing something for Black people. But, like, I can't think of a single thing that Democrats have employed that will benefit Black people. I don't understand.
The Officer Tatum Show. Weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At the start of 2022, you could invest in almost anything and make money. The stock market was still growing, real estate was high, and cryptocurrency was the rage. What a difference a year makes. 2023 is going to be a year of economic upheaval, according to many economists. Sebastian Gorka here. The Biden regime is pressing ahead with its leftist agenda, ignoring the growing signs of a recession. But many economists are warning of massive layoffs and huge stock market losses, which is why I recommend calling Midas Gold Group to safeguard your wealth with the stability of gold while you can. Gold holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the ravage of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Talk with veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or better yet, call 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. Call now, 855-322-GOLD.
Marketing your business is hard. It's so competitive, and getting new customers is as hard as keeping your existing ones. We know it because we're a local business too. So when it comes to marketing your business and getting new customers, we know how to do it. Our digital marketing firm, Salem Surround, is built to create customized solutions to your business, not your competitors, just you. Reach out to us at SalemSurround.com, and we'll work with you to create those solutions that will increase your business and bring you new customers. SalemSurround.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Telling you about how much I love the family, and again, by the grace of God, and understanding that some folks don't have family and some folks don't get to see, like my father. My father loved Christmas, rest his soul, loved Christmas. And I, you know, miss him every single day, but, you know, very grateful. My mom is just doing so great and is full of the Christmas spirit, you know. And that's what I try to, they instill it into us, our parents do. So it's the same way with the legacy that you leave for your children with the hard work that you do. And that's why I always tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And it means more nowadays with the holidays like this than ever before, because you need the will, you need the trust, a power of attorney, a health care proxy, a living will, an estate plan. Because the way it's structured now in this great country, as great as we are, and again, we're just talking about it, but the politicians make it so the municipality takes the money, the state takes your money, the federal, on the federal level, and we have nothing to say about it. You can form a living will. You can get the power of attorney from Connors and Sullivan, form an estate plan, a trust, a will, something to protect you. They've been doing this for 40 years at Connors and Sullivan. And if they could help me with all the situations I have in my personal life, believe me, I believe they could help you. Plus, you get a free consultation, you know, get a free initial consultation with no obligation from the good folks at Connors and Sullivan. So the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning, Mike Connors always says, is not planning at all. So schedule a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. Here's the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com. Jason Nichols is doing the weather here for Jeffrey. Jason, welcome to the show. How are we doing weather-wise today?
It looks like a nice day overall. We're continuing that warming trend as we go throughout the week and continues today. We have some clouds around this morning, but that should give way to a good deal of sunshine this afternoon. We'll warm up to about 36 this afternoon and mainly clear for tonight, low about 29 in the city. A little bit colder in some of the suburbs, but not nearly as frigid as what we saw over the Christmas weekend. Then partly sunny, even milder for tomorrow, the high 44. Warming trend continues Thursday up to 48. Warm day for Friday with sunshine, some clouds, and getting up into the low 50s. So, and the warm weather carries right in through New Year's weekend, but we could see some rain for New Year's Eve. So it could be a little bit of, could be a little soggy in Times Square as we're watching the ball drop.
All right. Thank you, Chase. Appreciate that very much. It was so cold over Christmas. Am I right? Oh, my gosh. It's warming up. That's the good news. the great, the one, the only, KT McFarland with us, Mark Morano, Judge Napolitano, and Mark Morgan. Piscopo on the radio. Coming right back.